You've just tuned in to the greatest podcast in the world, right now, today, this second. It's And the Wife with Anastasia.
Yeah, you're saying fucking your girlfriend like it wasn't you.
It was me.
I was like, oh, that's another one? No.
Never.
Sometimes you try to fuck me on that day bed with like those, how many guys were, however many guys there were.
I never, no.
Yes, you did.
Not with people there.
Yes, Frank. They're all just sitting there. I'm like, we can't, I can't. Not a live show. I just can't do it.
I don't remember.
Not
that.
Unless I'm getting paid. I remember. You don't remember.
I'm getting paid.
You don't remember how many guys were living there.
Like all the guys had to chip in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to pay me first.
No. It wasn't like that.
How many was there?
That's gross.
How many was there?
Well, I mean, I did have the
there was
studio
no other
apartment,
furniture.
But then I did eventually move into a 2-bedroom.
Yeah. And then
oh, all yeah, you still,
that's when there was a bunch of guys there.
No. It was just you and Jermaine. It was you and a day bed and a TV. There was no video games. There was a VCR, apparently.
Oh, my God.
And that was it.
A VCR?
Because you guys have just watching porn.
I don't remember
Frank.
Any of this. You're making shit
that's
up.
That's all you needed.
If you, I remember.
Well, I mean,
really,
it sounds like the essentials were in place.
It was one
a day bed, a VCR,
and porn. Amount of grown men. That he can't remember how many there were.
There weren't that many that actually lived there. Anyways.
See, he's embarrassed because of his sad past.
We've all been there.
Not me.
You
I've
were
never,
part
I've
of that
never
sad
been
past.
There. I didn't
you
live
were
there.
There.
I lived in a house with furniture.
Well, you lived there. I lived in a house with furniture. I lived in a house with window treatments. With professional window treatments. And scented oils.
I had a hot meal every day.
Like I had a DVD player.
We had a DVD player.
We had central air and shit.
No.
Oh my God.
All we ever ate was friggin', what you call it? What's that? That cheap pizza. Little Caesars.
Oh my God.
You remember how much Little Caesars we ate back then?
You and me? Or...
Yes, you and I. Yes.
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
dang, see, you got a bad memory, man.
Yes,
I'm
he does.
I'm fucking old, man.
Yeah.
I'm basically 50.
You're not, though. Stop saying that. Because the older you get, the older I get, and I'm not nowhere near 50 yet. So fuck
well,
you, Frank.
You're not that far behind me, but it's cool.
Screw you, Frank. Anyway. Have you ever hitchhiked, Cass?
I don't know if that would fall under that category. Okay.
Let's see.
Well, what are the circumstances?
Okay.
Let's see if this is what that means.
It was me and a group of friends, and we thought we were so fucking smart. We were still in high school.
That's the first problem.
Exactly. We thought we had it so figured out. We said, oh, you know, like, let's spend the whole night at a park and just hang out. And let's just tell our parents we're sleeping at each other's houses. Okay, yeah, sure. We did it. And turns out the park that we thought we were going to go to was nowhere near where we were at.
Okay.
So now we're, like, all stranded in the middle of... Because all our parents dropped us off at the theaters because we were going to meet at the theaters and then go to each other's houses supposedly right after. Mm-hmm. Movie's over, we're out. Okay, like we're like, okay, well, let's go to the park and hang out and just stay up all night. The park was like 10 miles away.
What? There wasn't a closer park?
No, it was like in the middle of the city. And of course none of us drove, none of us had a car, so it was like 3 a.m. and we're like walking around and we're like, okay, this is getting scary. We're like, okay, well, let's go to my house because my house was the nearest one, but still not close enough to walk. So we're like, well, we're going to have to find a ride there. So we started walking around, and what I ended up doing is I like hit up this guy I was talking to. Haven't even met in person yet. So I thought it was a good idea to be like, again, 3 a.m. Hey, I know we just started talking, but can you like pick me up and all of my friends and just drop me off at my house?
Is this a text message?
Yes, all in text, because okay. I didn't have the balls to call him. But hey, the dude was nice. Like,
yeah.
He probably thought he was going to get some, but he didn't.
Did he ever get some?
No, he did not.
Not eventually either?
No, he did not.
Aww, he did not.
Nice guys never win.
No, he ended up dating my friend, so it worked out, I guess.
It worked out for him later on.
Yeah. So I don't know if that counts.
Well, you knew him, kind of.
No, not really.
Right?
Well, kind of. It wasn't some stranger off the...
They never met before. She didn't even know if whatever his name was his real name.
I guess. He could have been some 70-year-old man.
Yeah, see, you never know.
Yeah, and now he knows where you... I mean, then he knew where you lived.
Right? Like, I didn't even think of that.
Next time you get some stranger to pick you up, just have him drop you off a couple blocks away. So they don't know.
I hope that never happens again, though.
Now that...
But Anna's hitchhiked like a million times.
We're not talking about me!
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, when I was in high school, just like you, I hitchhiked quite a few times.
That was a thing. Like, it everybody was not always a talking thing. About
no one was ever hitchhiking.
No, people only, were always talking about hitchhiking.
In movies of the week, because girls got raped and ended up missing from hitchhiking. Mm-hmm. Or some psycho killer killed them when they got in the car. It was always bad stories. It wasn't like, hey,
people were always talking about hitchhiking all the time.
No one I knew was ever hitchhiking. I did it because I was always hanging out. I was ditching school to hang out with my stupid boyfriend. During the day when I was supposed to be in school.
A stupid boyfriend. Yeah.
And then I had and I would take the bus from school, the Reverend T. Davis back then, RTD.
Reverend T. Davis.
Yeah. RTD, which doesn't exist anymore, from school to his house. But sometimes I would stay longer than I was supposed to, and I had to be back at school before school was over. And so I would hitchhike back so I could make it on time.
And by the way, I didn't know she was hitchhiking at the time.
Bullshit. Whatever. Just like he didn't know who he lived with.
And I was the dumb boyfriend, by the way. I
kind of got that.
Yeah. And so I would hitchhike and...
Dumbass.
Both of us, yes.
Both of us are the dumbasses.
Yes. Luckily, I made it home every time. One time, an old guy tried to get really friendly with me, but he was nervous, I guess. And so that was good for me because he's like, well, hey, because he dropped me off at my fucking high school. And he's like, well, how old are you?
What do you think? I'm not a substitute teacher.
Yeah, no. Yeah. And
I'm not a substitute.
Another time, I was on the bus stop and a guy just came up and grabbed my boob. Just grabbed my boob. This wasn't even hitchhiking. Hitchhiking, I was safe. Standing on a bus stop, not safe.
No, not but so for safe. Real, there's always some weirdos at the fucking bus stop.
Yeah, what is
always?
That?
I don't know. And
what goes through your head before you're like, oh, look, there's a girl. I'm just going to go and grab her.
What did you do?
You do have beautiful boobs, so.
Yeah, but that's not the point. They're great, but they don't belong to him. And so he didn't ask her anything. He was just like, and I was like.
He was hypnotized by the boob.
I was like.
Just one.
Though. I mean, and what I did was I didn't know what to do. And I just gave him a weak punch, barely.
A weak punch?
A weak punch.
Like,
Yeah, like, no. And like, it's like. No, and I punched him really weakly, and he just kind of staggered back away from me. He smelled like alcohol. I think he was drunk. He staggered back. This is the middle of the daytime too.
He's definitely
it was school hours. I was like, maybe I should go back to school, but I didn't. I was like, I gotta go and fuck Frank. I can't go back to school.
I'm home to Frank's house.
Not worth getting groped over.
Yeah, I'm on my way to Frank's nasty apartment.
You weren't living in that apartment yet.
Oh, okay.
You were still living at home with your mommy. So we've had a lot of conversations lately where straight people have a really hard time understanding the concept of two women having sex together.
Like the inner workings of it? Like how?
Not the inner workings, but
like,
how.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty clear.
the logistics, like how, where everything parts go, and what parts what parts happen with other parts. And what are,
which parts go to other parts?
And so, like, I had, okay, these are two different things that I have talked with people about in conversations that they believed, okay?
Okay.
Things that you've heard recently.
Recently. Lesbians suck on vibrators, dildos,
okay,
during sex. I don't know why that would be a thing. didn't make sense to me, but okay. And then the guy was serious. He's like, they scissor. It's a thing. Haven't you seen the scissoring videos? And I told him, I don't even think that's a thing. I think it's a thing for straight men to look at, not a thing that actual women do together. And so I talked to a lesbian I know. She's like, well, I've tried scissoring, but it's not really fun.
Sounds painful.
And it's not anything you can really keep up because it's not easy to do. So it's not really a thing. So I want to get as much information on this because I would like to educate people
please
who have no idea, and not like to be like, oh, let's get into the details and be seedy and gross. I just I feel like the more you know about a subject, the less you're scared of it, you know?
For sure. Okay, the whole thing about sucking a dildo, definitely not a thing. I can tell you that right now.
But I've seen it on Pornhub.
I was going to say, I'm sure you've seen it on porn because, like she said, it's meant for straight men to watch. Yeah, that's definitely never, I've never experienced it. I've never done it. I've never heard of another girl doing it that I've been with. The scissoring thing, not easy to do. Not very pleasant. I've never done it. It's just like there's so much better, other better things to do in the moment than that. Like, why would I even want to go to that? You know, like there's way more enjoyable things for both of us. Those are just like the, unfortunately, the people that say those things are getting all of their information from porn. Like, that's all, you know, that's all they're getting it from. And when you talk to someone who actually does it in real life, it's like the complete opposite. It's like, no, that's just for more of a visual. Yeah, basically. Like, I, yeah, definitely, especially scissoring. There's better ways to get where you want to go.
It just doesn't line up.
I mean, it's not as easy to, you got to try to figure out.
Yeah, there's a lot of.
That's what I'm saying. You got the
yoga-ish positions you got to get into.
Yeah. And line up the stickers, like, so you can see, like, a glow-in-the-dark sticker. Or, like, get a piece of yarn and line things up.
It just seems like it would take
like a lot of work.
Yeah, it seems like it would just be comical and not sexy.
Like a Charlie Chaplin like movie.
Just legs and shit are everywhere. It's just
legs and shit everywhere.
Yeah, it's like I don't. Okay, just like turn a little bit more. No, more left. No, righter.
More left.
By the time you line it up right, you're gonna be tired. Like,
I need some water now.
Okay, so then tell us a basic move. Let's pretend. Let's do a primer. Like, know, straight sex basic is missionary, right?
I mean, of course. I feel like that's like the go-to. It's comfortable. It's easy. I feel like everyone knows it.
Yeah. Okay. So
everybody's doing it.
Okay, what's comfortable, easy, basic for girl-on-girl action?
It's the girl-on-girl version of the missionary.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, so what's the girl-on-girl missionary?
I honestly, like, obviously, it really depends on the girl and what they're into. With me, for example, when I'm with men, I'm very submissive. I love the guy taking, you know, over and telling me how he wants it, whatever.
I was like, somebody I know.
But when I'm with a girl, I'm the opposite. I like to take charge. And then, like, if she's going with the flow, then I basically just tell her not what to do, but like how to, you know, align herself. So I just like, I really like having the girl just lay down and get comfortable and having me letting her feel good and me taking care of things and then just kind of go with the flow. I don't think there's a one position I can say. it really just, you have to go with the flow, see where you guys are feeling it. Okay, where, which, you know,
where are the tabs going? I'm so building a lesbian cake.
Building a lesbian cake.
Like, no, so like Legos.
In your relationship, does she suck your dildo or do you suck her dildo?
There's no dildo
not
sucking.
Happening.
Okay, I just double checking. They should take those videos off Pornhub because that's not real.
What? Nothing on Pornhub is real.
You mean the bang bus isn't real?
I don't think so.
No, that's not.
Okay, I didn't mean to break the mood.
The concentration.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't mean to break your focus.
I know this is like.
Anna's trying to learn how to do it.
I'm trying to learn. How am I supposed to learn if all I can see is porn? And the porn's telling me all kinds of crazy shit. I just want to learn from the teacher.
There's got to be like a lesbian porn website. Like a more realistic
probably.
Lesbian porn.
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Just, it's like lesbians, like, by like FUBU, lesbians. Like the FUBU wear from back in the day.
Lesbians.
Like for us, by us.
Yes.
FUBU. For lesbians, by lesbians?
It's hard to say. Football. But, well, look, you gave Cass an idea.
She's writing it down right now.
I never thought of that.
It's like that scene in Baby Mama when she's like, you know, you don't farm out the babies to like poor Indian women. And she's like, no, we definitely don't do that. And then she writes it down on a piece of paper.
Gosh.
Right?
Yep.
She's like, are you writing that down? Cass is writing that one down. She's like, football.
Mental note.
Yeah. Is this a thing? If not, I'm rich. okay, so where are my tabs going?
Okay, I can tell you one that almost always works well.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna go pick up a chick. I don't want her to know it's my first time.
You're directing the first video for the football.
No, I'm just going to pick up a chick. I don't want her to think. I don't know what I'm doing.
so you're picking up the chick and you want a move that is definitely working.
Yeah, like, I don't want her to be like, gonna get her there. Those, like, bitch, don't stick
have
that
you done this
there.
Before?
Don't put that near that. Don't.
You want it to seem like you've done this before. Like, you belong here.
You're going to have like a little cheat.
Yeah, yeah, so she has it written pen on the back on her palm.
On her arm. She gets sweating. Yeah.
So, I was sweating a little bit.
That would be probably.
So what's the like definitely going to get you there move?
Okay. Or for both.
I don't know if it has a name or not, but the way it would work
is. We're going to name it tonight.
We're going to name it tonight.
We have to.
Yeah.
You basically, so you lay down next to each other in a way, so
like face to face?
No, like side to side.
Okay.
But almost on top of each other a little bit, to the point where you can both reach each other's girls, if that makes sense. Okay. So like
you can reach each other's privacy. Got it.
Right. So basically, like, the legs are touching next to each other, you kind of intertwine them together, so one on top of the other. So you're almost like connected that way. Oh, he's like that little much.
It's getting hot in this bitch.
And then, all that.
You know, you're taking care of each other at the same time, and you can kiss. So it's it works out. Yeah,
with hands and fingers is what you're saying.
Yes, or toys, whichever.
Or toys, got it. Mm-hmm. So. If you were to put a title on this for the football,
any ideas?
It's like
side by side and they're intertwined.
Like, could you?
I would call that maybe a side saddle, maybe.
A
side saddle?
Yeah, and when you ride a horse side saddle, you know, like your side saddle.
I like that one. That's a good one.
Oh, you know what? You call it the side saddle, and then you both wear chaps.
What? He's
for the
full outfits.
Bowl. For the full bowl.
For the full bowl. Okay.
Oh, like the logo?
When you make it, when you do a film.
Okay.
When, the chicks need to be wearing...
when I direct my first film.
Exactly.
Yeah, they need caps
when
on.
When we
Oh, he's putting himself in. He wants to be there for the filming.
I'm apparently. Sure he does.
I have to make sure that it works.
Okay.
Like it's oh, so you're the producer?
I'm the producer, but I'm also, you know, like someone who has to make sure that the moves are actually working.
No.
Like, you know, all right, this is turning me on.
It's not for you.
No.
I know, but didn't we just say it's for us, by us?
Yes. Oh. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where you come in. Right? you're the director. You. I'm the
There's
producer.
No dicks in this no, property.
What I'm saying
like
is,
none.
Like,
you're free zone.
You want your audience to be spread out.
Nice choice of word.
Yeah. You want a wide. You want to cast a wide net for your audience, right? So I mean, once the full bull goes live, you don't, I mean, it is full bull, but you also want the men to have access. You don't want to, you don't want to block them out.
I mean, they do spend the most money on porn, so
I'm that's what I'm saying, but we could change that.
No, we could change that. Get the right stuff going.
Yeah. It'll be like the OnlyFans full bull.
Nice.
So wait, Anna was telling me you have an OnlyFans, right?
Okay, I had it for a week and then I was done.
What happened in a week? Oh,
what
no.
happened within that week?
Were there creepy people? No. Was it that?
I think okay.
No, actually, he was like, "Are you sure?" I'm like, "Yeah." I was very curious because, you know, like everyone started having them, and I was like, "Oh, I should look into it." I mean,
you're like, "Why not?" Everybody
right.
has an OnlyFans.
Yeah, and then I start, you know, because I was getting creative with it. I was doing like sexy storytelling, and right from the get go, I said I'm not gonna post any nudes because that's just personally my choice. Mm-hmm. And yeah. I was really putting effort into these like storytellings and really, you know, cool stuff. And
was it creative writing or was it?
Yeah, like my own like stories.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I would go like into detail, like stuff I can't post on Instagram and stuff like that. Like that's the whole point, right, of OnlyFans. And literally the only like comments and DMs I would get on there were like, when are the nudes coming? Or when yeah. are you posting nudes? And I'm like.
Like you can hear the in your head, like, when am I going to see the
exactly.
titties?
Exactly. And then I was like, not for me. I tried it. Not for me. And you know what's funny? Like when I was the week I was on there,
the week
I would get these like weird requests, and I'm just like, "Yo, read my bio. I'm not doing that kind of shit." Like they don't read the fucking bio.
So you were on there a weekish, right?
Yeah.
It's a subscription, so you call out how much you're yeah. gonna charge.
Oh yeah, okay. It's up to you.
So how much were you charging for the sexy stories?
I was only doing $5.
$5 a month or?
Yeah, a month.
How many subscriptions did you get?
Like 82, I believe.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, it was, I mean, I could have kept going, but.
But because you were only there for a week, does that mean you only got like a week's worth of that $5?
So like, I basically got the $5 from all those 82 people that subscribed and they only got a week out of it. So.
They only got a week worth. So it was yeah. like. So, and then you get 80%. So you got $328.
About so, yeah.
Yeah.
I whipped out the calculator.
Real quick. I did. I'm curious.
Let me get my calculator. You know?
Well, because when you, once you start doing your foot OnlyFans.
I'm not.
Oh
do
my
that.
God. It's so funny you said that because even my boyfriend's like, well, just do feet pictures. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about that.
No one knows. You just be like, Mrs.
I know.
Sack. Like, just reverse your name or something.
Mrs.
No one
Sock.
Knows. Sack, because it's Cass. Like,
oh.
Sack.
Oh. Very creative.
I know where you guys were going with that.
You know, like, tapping sacks on our feet.
Yeah. Sack taps on their toes. And then some guy requests, like, okay, you have to put on burnt auburn toenail polish. Oh, and then. The sack has to have less than 1 inch of hair on it.
No, stop it.
Oh,
no?
Lord. No.
Make it in.
Why are you trying to make it sound weird?
I'm the one making this weird? Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's not me talking. It's the tequila.
Yeah, okay. How's your spicy juice?
It's not spicy. It just tastes like it's like a hint of jalapeno.
Okay.
Lime. It's
jalapeno. What kind of tequila?
Cazadores, the best.
Oh, that's the best.
See?
See?
Mm-hmm. I love tequila. That's my choice of drink.
Is it Cazadores your favorite?
I like Cazadores. And there's one from where I'm from in Mexico. You don't really see it out here. It's called Siete Leguas, but it's really good.
Where are you from in Mexico?
Jalisco. So like by Guadalajara.
I've been there many times.
It's beautiful out there.
I've been to Manzanillo.
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous over there.
And Costa Correas.
Haven't been there.
It's a very expensive, small
sounds like it.
Resort town. There's the
oh, only that's hotel. Why. It's for the tourists.
No. It's for local
tourists. Oh, so
it's like,
okay.
It's mostly Mexican, like super rich Mexican people that go there.
Oh, exclusive.
Exclusivo.
Nice. That was nice. Y'all so haven't nice. Been together for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe too long. After tonight. No. Right. So do you bring back liquor when you go there?
Hell yeah.
Do you just like load up your trunk?
Well, you don't drive
as much as I can. No, I don't drive there. Hell no.
Where do you fly in? To Manzanillo?
No, I go straight to Guadalajara, and then I have family members that pick me up. Because where my family's from, it's like a really small town, like 2 hours away.
Just driving from Manzanillo to Costa Correas, there's like 17 places where they stop you to
see if they can get money. Yeah, when we were there, we got stopped by soldiers with
guns. Yeah.
Like 12-year-old, eight-year-old kids with AK-47s.
Scary. It's super terrifying. Scary.
And
it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, but Frank gets out and, you know, he hits them with the Spanish and everything. I start
hitting them with the Spanish.
That like, charm.
Yeah.
The Spanish charm. I'm one of
and
you.
Like, yeah, we're not tourists. Those two.
Get out of the car. They see the biggest Mexican they've ever seen in their life.
So it's him and then our friend who is white and then me. And then Frank is like, no, I'll take care of this. And he gets out and he's just like, oh, I'm one of the guys. Don't. It's fine. And so.
I'm like, stick together.
Kevin and I were sitting in the car like shitting bricks. Like, you oh my were, God, we're going like, to fucking die.
They were on borderline tears.
Because we didn't know. I've never been pulled over by guys with guns in military.
Not even guns. They had like fucking rifles.
The rifles. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they.
Oh my. And they're speaking, screaming in Spanish at us. So it's like, I don't know what to say.
They're screaming
welcome
in Spanish
to Mexico.
Really fast. And I don't know what they're saying. It's like when you hear Russian guys talk and it always sounds like they're mad.
Yeah.
And so angry, scary. But they're really just saying that they're going to get you some tea and like extra sugar.
Oh,
with the honey with the yellow top.
Oh, calm down, honey. So, and our
they were just
cab driver
coffee.
Was just like chilling. He wasn't trying to help. He wasn't even trying to help us.
He wasn't even engaging.
He was just like sitting there.
Letting it play out.
Yeah. Like,
let's see what kind of day it's going
to
be.
Yeah. It's just fun for him to see what happens while you motherfuckers are squirming.
Yeah, because we were having this stupid conversation. I remember it well. About the difference between Coke there and Coke in America. So we were having this whole long talk.
You mean Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
I was just going to ask that. I was like,
be more specific. Yeah, exactly.
Because Mexico's known for two different kinds of Cokes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that too, but this time it was
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, it was a sugary drink. And so, Frank was like, I was saying, oh, it's the sugar. It's real sugar. And Frank says the real sugar. And I said, no, it's the recycled bottles. It's because they keep using the same bottles over and over again.
The bottles have like that like, extra
little flavor.
Yeah, that extra. How you say?
They've been seasoned. They're seasoned bottles.
They're seasoned. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, because they always have like around the sides, like with the shape of the Coke, there's like the bottom part and then the top part right above the label. And it's always worn out.
The whole bottle is worn out. What are you talking about? The whole bottle is worn.
Yeah.
And. I was like, what? Why are these bottles so beat up? Every time, why are these bottles so beat up? And he never would tell me. This time, because his friend was there, because Kevin's there, he's like, the bottles are recycled. Oh. Like, what? Every time we come, you never, not once. Anyway.
He's like, I didn't hear you complaining about it.
Yeah. So we're having this stupid conversation about something stupid. And then fucking guns. It's just like, and we thought we're going to go have a good time at this resort, but no.
Well, I was passed out in the back seat.
Yeah.
And Anna was sitting next to me, and I was literally like passed out. We're on our way back to Costa Correas, and we got stopped. No, no, no. Remember the gas station where you thought the guy was leaving me?
No.
Kevin still talks about that to this day because he's like, you were like, Senor. Oh. Senor. Because the guy didn't speak English.
And I don't know. I know like English. Five words in Spanish.
And one of them was like, Senor. No, Senor. And the guy was just moving away kidnapped. From the gas pump. She thought that he was leaving me. Neither Kevin, my buddy Kevin, nor Anna know any Spanish at all.
And it's not safe for us in this country.
We're in Jalisco, which is deep Mexico.
Yeah.
And like finding someone that speaks English is not that easy to find. Yeah. Especially in the middle of nowhere at a fucking, you know, Pemex.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny though, because like when you're used to it, it's like whatever. But then to see someone that's obviously not used to it experience it, it's like, oh, it's not normal.
No,
it's, like, it's not normal to be greeted with machine guns.
No, it's definitely not normal. Okay.
I ran out of tequila. Have you ever tried this liqueur that I'm about to pour myself more of? It's called Liqueur 43.
Oh, you know what? That sounds familiar.
It's from Spain.
Fun fact, I'm a quarter Spanish. Just recently found out.
Oh, did you do the ancestry?
Yes, and I looked it up, and apparently that my last name... I always wonder why my last name was so... different, like it wasn't like the typical Mexican last name they hear,
not like and Lopez or something.
Yeah. So turns out it's because my great grandmother immigrated to Mexico from Spain. So I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool.
She was hiding those secrets,
right? I'm like, no wonder I'm so freaking pale.
So did you grow up being called with the same thing Frank was called?
Güera.
Yep.
Güera, and then Blanca, and it's funny because you know, wherever job I've ever been in, of course they always utilize the fact that I'm bilingual, and because I was raised in Mexico when I was little, I went to school there, so my Spanish is really good. So any job that I've ever worked with and I had to help translate for someone, they always look at me like, you're gonna translate, like thinking, what does this white girl know, right?
Yeah.
Or like, or they know I'm Mexican, but they're like, she probably, her Spanish is probably like super broken. And then I start speaking to them and their eyes like widen. And I fucking love that look because it's like, yeah, don't judge a book by its cover.
Just bitch slap you with my language.
Exactly.
So yeah, take that, bitch. How'd that feel?
I don't take it that far. But
so if, because... You, I don't know. I don't know how to if, ask.
Because you know what had happened was okay. And stuff.
Because I'm curious, and I like to. Because you're bi curious. Do you have to be in an open relationship if you're bisexual, and or do you think it's possible to not be?
I mean. For me personally, I don't have to be in an open relationship. I think it really depends on who you're with and if, you know, if it's working out or not. It can be different for anyone, though. I feel like it's just like a straight person. Like, if you really dig this person and that person is fulfilling everything that you need in the relationship, then you don't need to be open. If you both agree that you're not getting fulfilled and you want to explore other options but still remain together, then that's also an option. But I think it is possible.
Do you worry that it's hard? I mean, have you ever been open in your relationship?
I have not, but I'm also not closed to the idea, so I'm pretty open-minded.
So is your boyfriend okay with the idea?
He is not. So
as long as you're together and everything's good, then it's not going to work out. But
right.
Because I just, maybe he feels like I would. I don't know how you could really juggle your heart that way, you know?
Right.
Like, because eventually, especially whoever's new is much more exciting than the old one, you know?
Yeah. It's like the shiny thing over here.
Yeah.
I think the thing with an open relationship, like I said, I've never done it, but I think for it to work for the couple, you honestly have to have like the best relationship and the best communication open. Because if you don't, like you said, most likely there's going to be some issues growing and something's going to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just thinking like how that would work. Because if you're, especially if one of you is bisexual and the other one's straight, like for example, in your relationship, mm-hmm. if you approach your boyfriend and said, you know what, I think I do kind of want to have an open relationship, and then he was okay with it, right?
Well, you know what's funny? Like we've had conversations like that, and like I've mentioned it just to hear his thoughts about it, and he's not necessarily open to the idea of an open relationship, but. If I wanted, let's say, like, I wanted to have some fun with another girl, he says he'd be okay with it.
Is it as long as it's not another dude? I don't want another dick in there. Yeah, I hate that.
Okay. All right. So what do you think? Okay. So I know women do say yes to this, but how do you feel about the fact? I feel like it's not fair if you can. It's like, okay, I can be a woman, but not any other guy. You have to be the only guy. That's not fair to me.
Well, I think the reasoning behind it is, like, I can't get replaced by another woman. I can easily be replaced by another guy.
But no, that's what I'm saying is that's what I would be scared about because, you know, especially if someone has been an out lesbian for a very long time and they've explored themselves sexually. Mm-hmm. And so they know how to get their, you know, partners there really fast and good. Right.
Well, that could be anything.
Yeah. But someone is like well versed. Like I would be scared that it doesn't matter if it's another man or a woman. But I feel like a woman knows more what a woman wants.
That's true.
I don't know. I mean, because I'm not about that life right now.
Yeah.
Right now. I actually quit. I'm leaving now.
Well, I think, like I said, that's when. Like if you're a couple and you're talking about something like that and one of you feels like that, then that's when you know, okay, then that's not even an option because because if you were already having that little bit of a doubt, then you already know it's going to grow into bigger and bigger. And so it's don't even go there.
Oh yeah. I was like, why would someone think that, you know, as long as there's not another dick in there, it's, you know, then it's okay.
Because men mm-hmm. think they're superior to women.
Some do. Unfortunately,
yeah.
Well, I'm smart enough to know that a woman can get you there as much as a man can.
Yeah, because men are all thinking about what we were talking about earlier. That all girls do together is they have pillow fights and they tickle, then they scissor, and
they suck dildos,
and that's it. And mm-hmm. they giggle. And
they giggle.
It's like, oh, they're only gonna do this. They're just gonna play around. Yeah, they're gonna kiss real good, and I want to mm-hmm. see that. And then,
they're gonna snap panties.
Yeah, and that's it. It's not gonna be like what I do to
compare their boobs.
Yeah, compare their boobs. Oh, your boobs are so great. No, your boobs are better.
Oh man.
But I feel like it's unfair. Like if you're gonna fuck chicks, I'm fucking guys too. I'm gonna fuck all the guys. I'm gonna fuck all the girls. I'll fuck everybody. You're not gonna just be the only one that gets your dick wet, and I can't get any.
Can't get an extra wet dick.
Yeah. No. Does it seem fair to you, Cass? How do you feel about that?
I mean. Yeah, I can see how it can be seen as unfair because it's true. It's like, well, we're already open and on one end. Why can't I, you know, do all the other? But like I said, it really comes down to how the relationship is and how confident the guy is within himself. Because let's face it, a lot of the times those kind of issues come out because the guy is not very confident when it comes to, you know. So, I mean, it's really depends on the couple.
Because stepping out for fun or be stepping out because you're not getting what you want at home.
Right. That's another conversation. Like, I feel like before you even get to that point, you have to discuss not only what you want, but why you want it. Like, is mm-hmm. it, we're not connecting anymore, or I don't like what we're doing right now, or I just need something new, or I just want to have some fun and then come back with you and relive it, or whatever it is. But it's definitely, you have to have all those conversations before you even try to do anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not, no, it's not. It's not like that. No. We are a one dick, one tang household. One all tank. The time. No one's going anywhere. He's locked down.
Pussy power.
Pussy power?
Yeah.
Which way? Am I powering you with my pussy?
No, you have a powerful pussy.
You have...
Very powerful.
I mean, it can be.
Don't be embarrassed.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Were you trying to make me blush? You've done it.